Let's go with the message this morning in a series called Bless This Mess. I'm getting a little late start, obviously, because Marianne took all our time. Woo, mama gonna be smack me. No. Hey, I love you and they love you and they're cool with it. Amen? Here we go. Bless this mess. Can you say that with me? Bless this mess. Amen. Let's look at another message in this little series. We're going to fly, Raj. Say that verse with me. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was... Let's get it down one more time. That's Jesus, the Son of Man. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Why did Jesus Christ come to this planet? To seek and to save that which was... Did He come to seek and to save stuff that was found? Uh-uh. See, bottom line is, we're all lost. Yeah, Roger said we're all a bunch of pigs. Listen to that, boy, Roger. Come on. But we're all lost. Somewhere along the way, we get self-righteous and we think we're okay. Well, I'm a good person. I don't do anything wrong. Sure, I'll go to heaven. You're lost. If a guy's lost out by the highway, he doesn't say, I know where I'm at. You're lost, fool. You don't know where you're at. He would mean, I know where I'm at. If you're lost, you're lost. Amen? We're all lost. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was what? Now, if you want to live your whole life thinking you're found, you ain't. You're not found. One day you'll die, go to hell, and you're going to go, whoops, I was lost. Now you're lost for eternity. Your biggest job in this life right now, while you on this side of the grave, is to figure out you're lost. Amen? Once you get that, the answer, Jesus said, I'm come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen? I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So, big point this morning before we start the message. Say it with me one more time. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Are all people lost? Yes or no? Yes. And then they get found when they come to Christ. Amen? Not when you come to church. Not when you give money. Not when you smile pretty. Not When you come to Jesus Christ, that's when you get found. Got it? Church, say. Amen. Let's go with the message now. Here we go. We're going to do a whole chapter in your Bible today. Yeah. How many been to one of those pig pens before? You've been standing by them or driving by them and... Whoo! Doesn't smell like a lily field. Amen? I mean, this is one of the raunchiest odors ever as an old pig pen. I'll tell you that right now. And they're just happy as a lark. Look at him. He's sleeping and happy. Look at him. Come on, Raj. Let's go out. Today we're going to talk about the sermon is The Prodigal's Dad. Could you say that with me? The Prodigal's Dad. One of the greatest chapters. I think I just blew an eardrum. That's all right. We'll make it. One of the greatest chapters in your whole Bible, this chapter, and we're going to look at it today. What a gift from God that He gave us this chapter in His Word. It's understandable, clear as crystal. It's like a movie. Let's look at it. Verse 1 of chapter 15, Then drew near unto Him all the publicans and sinners, to hear Him. Here's a question. Let's ask the question. Who did Jesus draw close to Himself to hear what He was about to say? Here's the answer. Publicans and sinners. Plain English. He drew these kind of people to Himself. He said, Y'all come on. Come in. They're here. Tax collectors and other lowlife. Say it with me. Losers. One more time. Losers. So who was Jesus drawing near to Him to hear Him talk? Losers. Boy, that gives us hope, doesn't it say? Keep the story moving. Here we go. We're not to the story yet. And the Pharisees and scribes, say that with me, murmured, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. So, who was watching and listening and even murmuring? Here's the answer. Pharisees. Plain English. Self-righteous, religious, say it with me, leaders. So I got me some losers and I got some leaders full of themselves listening to Jesus. And he spake this parable unto who? Them. Another question. So who was Jesus talking to? Big answer. Them. Who's them? Pop it up. Publicans, which are low-life losers. They're sinners. And Pharisees, which are self-righteous religious what? Leaders. So basically Jesus is fixing to speak to losers and self-righteous religious leaders. Got it? Yes or no? So basically, I believe that's everybody. Amen. We got them all. Here we go. And Jesus sets up the big story that I'm going to tell you this morning. I'm going to share with you that he told. He sets up the big story. It's coming in a few minutes. By telling two, say it with me, little stories. It reminds me of years ago when I would go to the movie theater. Years ago. I don't know how they do it now. They don't do it like this. Like they certainly don't do it like they used to. Amen? But I'd go to the movies, and we're going to go watch the movie. And before the movie ever came on, I'm sort of excited. Because there was like little movies that came on before the big movie. They were like cartoons. Remember that? There would be like little cartoons. Like, oh, you're going to go see the big movie. Yeah, but I get to see they got like two little cartoons that come on before the big movie. Amen? Y'all all right? So that's what Jesus did here. It's like he's going to set up the big story, but he's got a couple of little cartoons he's going to share with us. Let's look at the first one. First, little story. It ain't the big movie yet. Are y'all all right? Get your popcorn. Here we go. The first little movie is One Lost Sheep. Here we go. Now, I can't take long to preach it because we've got to get it the big movie. Here we go. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is what? Lost until he finds it. And when he hath found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Say this verse with me. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no. That's the end of the first little movie. Wasn't that great? One little lost sheep comes home. Wow. Got to keep moving. Second little story before the big story. One, say it with me. One lost. Are you seeing there's something going on here? One what kind of sheep? And one what kind of coin? The little cartoons go with the big story. Luke 15, verse 8. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, a light, and sweeps the house. Look, little cartoon picture. And she sweeps the house and seeks diligently till she finds it. And when she's found it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together and say, rejoice with me, for I found the piece which I had what? Say this with me. Come on. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the over one sinner that. What in that two nice little cartoons say? Wow. He's setting you up for the big story. Now, who was he talking to? Let's review. He was talking to publicans and sinners, which are basically tax collectors and low-life losers. And he was also talking to the Pharisees, help me here, which were self-righteous, religious. He's setting them up. Bless his mess. Did you know God blesses messes, say? He blesses messes. That's all he's got to work with. He's God, you're not. He looks down and goes, wow, they're a mess. He blesses messes. Jesus has a story. You might wonder, why'd you choose the prodigal son, the prodigal dad this morning? Well, because Joy put the pig on the front of the worship guide. How can I do this whole series if she's going to use that pig on the front without going into the prodigal son pig pen story? Amen? So that's where we're headed right now. Here we go. Let's go to the pig pen. Here we go. Come on. There's three main characters. The film's rolling. Okay, here it is. The prodigal son, the prodigal's dad, and the prodigal's brother. Y'all ready for the big story? Are y'all asleep or what? Don't go sleep during a movie. Here we go. The prodigal son, one of the greatest stories in all the Bible. You'll never forget it. If you don't know it today, when I get done, you'll go, wow, that's one of the greatest stories in all the Bible. I guarantee it. Not because of the way I tell it, but because of the way he wrote it and what he said. It's incredible. Let's look at it. The prodigal son. Ooh, what name? What did we put by his name? He's a what? Sounds almost like who he was talking to, right? Got it? Yes or no? So he starts out with this guy. Verse 11. And Jesus said, he said, a certain man had how many sons? And the younger of them said to his father, that's this guy. The younger said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me, that belongs to me, that I'm going to get one day. And he divided unto him, that boy, that young man, his living. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together, he took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and he joined himself unto a citizen of that country. And he sent him into the fields to feed what? Pigs. Say pigs with me. Pigs. Okay? And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. That's a pretty good movie, ain't it? Say, come on. You know what this boy did? He lost his senses. That's what he did. He lost his senses. He had no spiritual sense. Regardless of what you might think, when you choose sin and you choose to live in sin and you choose to live the way you want to live your life, you can call it anything you want. God sees it as a form of insanity. I've had people literally tell me and try to argue with me over their sin. And I'm looking at them like, you're an idiot. They don't know they're an idiot. I don't necessarily say they're an idiot. But the point is, we think we're right. We think we're doing good. We think we can argue it through and it's all good. You an idiot. Boy was an idiot. He lost his senses. He had no spiritual sense about him. What did he say? And we're just going to pop some words up. He said, give me my inheritance. That was totally unheard of. Okay? You don't go to your daddy who's in good health and say, you know what, I guess you ain't going to kick the bucket in a while. Go ahead and give me my money. That's a nut that would say such a thing. Yes or no? Come on, Raj, pop it. Here we go. He went into a far country. Now remember, this is a story. It's a movie. Jesus is telling. But it was not hard for them to think far country. He's in Jerusalem, in that area. Okay? All right? He ministered up around the Sea of Galilee, all and through that area. But on the other side of the Sea of Galilee is a country called Jordan. I've been there many times. And there's a town, Gadara. You ever heard of the maniac of where? Gadara. Remember that in your Bible? And that guy was full of demons, and the demons actually started talking to Jesus, and they requested to be cast into what? Pigs. Remember that story? So it's a good idea. I mean, it was easy for them to understand when he's telling this story, getting them this movie, that far country, they could envision that in their mind. You understand what I'm saying? So that's where he went, into a far country. He wasted his inheritance. He wasted what he had on riotous living. It's interesting. We learn later from the Pharisaical brother that he has. He comes later in the story. We learn that actually he spent it on prostitutes. Is that what the Bible says? Absolutely. Okay? So he wastes his money, spent it on prostitutes, and you just go ahead and fill in the blank. That's what he spent his money on. And then came a famine. And he had nothing. That's the story. Just walking it through. And what did he do? He joined himself to a citizen of that country. You know what that means? He basically became a slave. A slave, a servant. Don't you just picture somebody with a ring through their nose? Here's a boy whose dad loved him, had just a great life, had an inheritance. He took that money. And now what's he doing? He's lost everything, wasted everything. And I want you to picture him now with just a ring in his nose. Can you see the boy? Say yes or no. He hooked up with a guy like that. Why? So he wouldn't starve to death. Got to do something. And look what he's eating. Say, husk that pigs eat. That's pretty low, ain't it? Say, that's a big old fall, ain't it? Say, woo, look at that. Wow. And what a disgrace, right? Come on, say. What's wrong with you? I thank God for this story in the Bible. Look at this verse right here. And when he came to himself, would you say that with me? And when he came to himself. Have you ever come to yourself when you've been crazy? Let me see your hand. I mean, you were crazy and you came to yourself. Amen? It's because sin is a form of insanity. It really is. You start thinking it's okay. You just become like, you know, a fool. Okay? But thank God, he came to himself. He said, he may have been looking down at his nose or something. I don't know. He said, how many hired servants of my father's house, they've got bread enough to spare. And I'm sitting out here working with these pigs, eating this crap, excuse me, starving to death. Boy's got hope, don't he? Keep looking. That's the Gary version, by the way. I will arise. Came to his senses. I'll go to my father. I'll say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no more worthy to be called your son. Say that last part with me. Make me as one of your hired servants. So basically, his son was coming to his senses. Are you all right so far? And it's a great movie. Come on. I love this. I mean, some of you, probably more than others, I can really relate to this story. So, the prodigal son, when he came to himself, what does that mean? He regained his senses. It means he started to have spiritual sense again. Have you been there? He said, when he gained his spiritual sense, boy, this is good. This is good help for all of us. I will arise. That's what he said. I will go to my father and I will say to my father. And this best thing you never tell your Father God right here. Say it with me. I have sinned. You're a foolish person that keeps living the life of sin and something in your life that you know is not right. It is absolutely forbidden. And you keep living and rationalizing it. And I'm telling you something, that's a very foolish thing to do. Okay? That's not spiritually sane to do that. You need to regain your what? Senses. You need to come to yourself. Amen? That's what he did. You need to arise, you need to go, and you need to say, one more time, I have sinned. And then he says this, I'm not worthy. That's how you go to God. You don't go to Him saying, I did this, I did that, why are you picking on me, why are you doing it? No, 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 no. You go to God, I have sinned. And then you tell Him, I'm not worthy. It's called humility. God said, God blesses the humble. He rejects the who? The proud. He says, make me a what? A servant. What a picture. Now that's a good enough part of the movie, right? I mean, it was a good movie right there. I guess we could go home. You know. But it ain't over. Come on. How many know this story real good already? There you go. But ain't it good to hear it again? Isn't it one of those kind of things in the Bible that you can hear it again and go, wow, that's good. Isn't that good? Come on. Look at it. So the prodigal son, now the prodigal's what? Dad. What's he going to do? Look at it. The forgiving Father. Wow. Did you know that's who God is? Did you know God wants to forgive you? Did you know He's like that? How many were taught He was not like that? He was mean, going to pop you upside the head. How many were taught some of that stuff? Yeah. He loves you. He wants to forgive you. This is great. So what happened? And he, that's the boy, crazy one, he is, sinner, loser. He arose, he came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. He had compassion on him. He ran to him. He fell on his neck. He kissed him. Is this a great story? He arose, he came to his father. Let's just look at some of the things. We just pop them real fast. And when he was a great while, let's see what his father did. He saw him. He had compassion on him. I want you to think about this. He ran to him. Why did he run? Why did he run? Why did Daddy run to the boy? Why did he run? He ran because of the obvious, and that is that he loved him. He loved him. But if you're not careful, you'll miss what's not obvious. Why did Dad run an all-out sprint? Because his son would have been stoned to death. That's what happened to rebellious sons and under the law. Did y'all know that, yes or no? And this was well known. No kid does this. No kid takes his dad's inheritance. No kid does this. And as soon as he started coming from the outside of town, this is sort of me thinking here. His daddy ran to him. Before he could get stoned, have you ever thought of your God like that? Say, that's a God I love. That's a God I want to serve. Cares for me like that. Look at Deuteronomy. If a man have a stubborn son, a rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, he won't hear them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold of him, bring him out unto the elders of the city, and unto the what? Gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of the city, this is our son, he's stubborn, rebellious, he will not obey our voice, he's a glutton, he's a drunkard, whatever, fill in the blank. And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones, that he die. So shall thou put evil away from among you. Okay? Boy, I love that dad, don't you? What a movie. Aren't you glad you didn't go home? You'd have missed that part. His father fell on his neck. One of my favorite lines in all the Bible. Fell on his neck. Can you say that with me? Fell on his neck. That's one of the reasons I love it here. I love Fellowship Church, and I love the fact that we hug one another's what? Neck. I don't know what you call it from where you come from. Here's what we call it. We hug your neck. Amen? Boy, I love that. I hug so many necks around here, it ain't even funny. Hey, it's right from the Bible, buddy. Amen? Isn't that good stuff? He fell on his neck. He kissed him. I thought Daddy was wronged. I thought Daddy should be mad. I thought that's what Satan wants to tell you. You have a God who loves you. God didn't give His Son Jesus to you and for me so we could be saved, so that when we go astray or whatever, He pops us upside the head and says, I don't love you anymore. We didn't have to measure up to get saved. You don't measure up to stay saved. Did y'all know that? Yes or not? Yet we think we do. It's funny how we're lost, we get saved, somehow then we think we own it. Where'd that come from? It's crazy. And the son said unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no more worthy to be called your son. He did exactly what he said he was going to go home and do. I've sinned, Father. Repentance, repentance, repentance. So much of the church today is getting away from repentance. Oh, you can't grow a church if you talk about sin and repentance. Well, I guess we should shut the doors and just go out and hit a golf ball this morning. Because this is what it's all about, friend. It's all about you and me turning to God. It's all about us turning back to Him. That's why we meet. Amen? We've all missed the mark. We all fall short. We've got to make sure this movie's always playing at Fellowship. Amen? The father responds, what's he going to do? But the father said to his servants, who most likely want to kill him, bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. put a ring on his hand, rip that thing out of his nose if it's still there. Put shoes on his feet, bring the fatted calf and kill it, let us eat and be merry. You think he might have said it that way? Probably even louder with a little jump. He said, bring the best robe. What was the best robe in the house? I'll tell you what the best robe in the house was. My robe. You put my robe on him. You go get my robe. You mean the one that's all fancy with all the stuff all over? Mm-hmm, you get that one. And that's us, friend. Your robe's like filthy rags. Is that what the Bible says? But we put on the robe of Jesus. His shed blood. We're covered in His blood. We're made clean through Him. Is that what the Bible teaches? That's why you trying to work your way to heaven, you lost your mind again. Your robe ain't going to fly. That's your pig pen robe. It stinks. Get His robe on. Amen? The best one. Put a ring on His hand. What does that mean? The servants didn't have rings on their hand. They might have had an awl in their ear. They might have had something in their nose. You put a ring on His hand. Authority. He belongs to me. He's mine. He's my son. I love Him. Just like my wedding ring. I love my wife. That'll never change. It will never change. My love for her is just like this ring. It's just like this. It's going to stay that way till the day I die. Just the way it is. Period. I think she appreciates that. God taught me that. He loves me like that. I am to love my wife like Christ loved the what? So that means I'm supposed to love like this daddy then, ain't I? Say. That's right. Put shoes on His feet. His feet are all tore up. Make it where he can walk. Get Him some good shoes. Oh yeah. That's better, ain't it, son? How's that feel? Bring the fatted calf. I love this. And this is me talking again. Of course, I read stuff and what other people have taught over the years. I believe He kept one ready. I believe He kept one ready. He kept one ready. He's coming home one day. What we're going to do with that big old calf you got out there? You keep Him ready. He's coming back one day. Keep it ready. Still, you keep it ready. I love that. That's how I think of God. He's ready to forgive. Amen? Let us eat and be merry. It's party time. Can you say that with me? It's party time. Amen? Good stuff. I love this. This, my son, was dead. It's what all of you said. He's alive again. He was lost. And now he's found. And they began to what? Party. Amen. Come on, let's praise the Lord. That is good. Come on. My son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. I'm going to have my lovely servants of God, musicians, come up and help me. Now, we're not done. Don't go home. A new song. Let's see if we can see it, first of all. You may not know me. My son gets a lot of the story. Why he went away, but right here I stayed and kept the home fires burning. In the heat of the day, at night the same way, I just kept searching. Life is hard. I am so sad. You see, I'm the prodigal's dad.
I hear them saying, by now he's only a memory. It's been so long, all hope is gone of him ever returning. But I still make my way to the roof every day, watching and praying. Maybe soon I'll be glad, for you see, I'm the prodigal's dad. Then one day, in the distance, wandering unrecognized, because he'd been mangled and bruised by the world, except in his father's eyes. And while he was yet a great way off, this father saw him. I saw him, and I ran and I fell. I fell on his neck and I kissed him. A new pair of shoes I put on his feet, and though he gave up, I still believed. One that they said was as good as dead has come back to me. Shoes I placed on his feet, and though he gave up, I still believed. One that they said was as good as dead has come home to me. I was so sad. Now I am glad. You see, I'm the prodigal's dad. Who? Praise the Lord for that right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Message ain't over. Praise the Lord. Hey, did you get the story? It's almost over. Boy, wouldn't it be great if it always just ended that way? People cheering. That's the way the story should have ended, right? Say. But when Jesus started the story in 15:1, who was listening? Sinners and publicans. They were low-life what? Losers. But wait. There was somebody else there. The Pharisees. Self-righteous, religious what? He's not done with the movie. The prodigal's brother. Pharisee. Pop it up. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and he drew nigh to the house, he heard music, dancing, and he called out to one of the servants and asked, "What's all this mean?" And he said unto him, "Your brothers come home. Your father's killed the fatted calf because he hath received him safe and sound." And he was angry, and he would not go in. Say that with me one more time. And he was angry, and he would not go in. Therefore came his father, what? Out. And entreated him. Some of us never knew there was a God like this in the Bible. We never knew there was a God that cared for us like this. The brother was angry. I don't need to explain that. Why? Many of us would be the same exact way. He wouldn't go into the party. Many of us in our self-righteousness would respond the same way. And he answering, he said to his father, "Lo, these many years I've served you, and I've neither transgressed at any time your commandment. And yet you never gave me a kid that I might be merry with my friends. You never threw a party for me. Old Fatty over there in a pen, you never cooked him up for me, Dad. I served you. I never transgressed." And by the way, these are commendable. That's exactly what he should do. He did the right thing. That was good that he served him and he didn't transgress. But here's the problem. "You never..." That's the problem right there. This is pathetic. Anytime we do something for God and we look in His face and go, "You never..." That's pathetic. We never should talk to God like that. Y'all listening, church, say yes or no. We do it. I've done it. I'm wrong when I act like that. Listen, learn this principle today. I, you never. Say it with me. I, you never. One more time. I, you never. Come on. I, you never. We can make a rap song, can't we? I, you never. Is never good. I, you never. Is never good. Got it? "But as soon as this your son was come, which devoured his thy living, what you'd worked hard for and you gave him, he devoured it with prostitutes. You went and killed the fatted calf for him." I don't have much good to say for this brother. But I do thank him for that right there. Because he taught me something. As soon as your son was come, you killed the fatted calf. You know what the Pharisee taught me? God gives immediate forgiveness. Thank you, Mr. Pharisee. You done helped me out today. That's God. God gives us immediate forgiveness. How do I know? Right in the Bible. Say it with me. If we confess our... He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen? What a great movie. Amen? It's like when I think it's like getting bad, it got good again. Keep looking. We're almost done. "And he said unto his son, Son, you're always with me. Forever you're with me. All that I have is yours. All that I have is yours. It was meet. It's appropriate. It's right that we should make merry and be glad. For this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." Jesus ends the movie. We never know how the Pharisee brother responded later. You can think about that as you ride home. Here we go. The father says, "Son, you're always with me. All I have is yours. You should celebrate and be glad." Say it with me. Say it with me. "Your brother was and is a..." He was and is... One last little parting shot from the preacher today. Here we go. Back to verse 2, where we started. "And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners and publicans and sinners and eats with them." I don't know if we have all ever really learned the whole prodigal story, but I think today you have had a good understanding of the whole story. Okay? It's one of the greatest chapters in the Bible. What was the point of this story? It goes back to verse 1, 2, and 3. The sinner's coming is a good thing. You should never stand off and go, we should never do that. That's what this whole story is about. Did you get the message today? Say, there wasn't just one prodigal son. There was two prodigal sons. One was a prodigal sinner. One was a prodigal Pharisee. Both are bad. Y'all get that? Yes or no? What's the one constant in the story that's good that remains the same? It's the Father. Amen? God blesses messes, doesn't He? Keep looking. Rejoice. That's what we should do. Last parting shot. I said I had it coming. Here it is. There's two types of people. Here they are. Pigsty or pew. Yeah, that's it. I've met as many ugly people in church as I have met in the world. Okay? Get rid of your self-righteous crap and junk. Like I'm telling you that right now. It's pathetic. It's horrible. We'll never reach Inglewood. It's not attractive. They will hate that. We need to love. We need to encourage. We need to bless them. We need to invite them. We need to go and serve. Do what we can. Pigsty or pew, as far as I'm concerned, both of them stink. Amen? Get the message today? I did. Well, I've been eating it all week long, guys. I mean, yeah, praise the Lord. I've been eating all this all week. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I got to quit. I'm late. I do want to say, I just got to quit. I just want to say this message touched my heart all week long. My son Mitch grew up with me and, loves us and I love him. And this week I got to go eat with him at Cracker Barrel and sit with him. And then I was able to take him shopping and he's got a new job. And I was able to buy him some pants and some shirts and some shoes. And it just made me feel so good this week getting to spend that little bit of time with him. So this, and then I was singing this crazy song to boot, you know. I mean, so that's a lot on me, you know what I mean? Not that it's hard, but it's like God is just taking the preacher this week and breaking him. Amen. But that's good. That's good because he's a loving father. He wants me to be more like him. Amen. So, you know, that's part of my week this week. So praise God. Hope this message was a good Thanksgiving message for you. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His Word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good to